Blog Talk Radio.
Of this show coming up now with James Peterson, as James is here with his special guest today, Diane Foster, and emphasis today, the topic is past lives and so much more. James and Diane will be taking your phone calls as well a little later into the program, so call on in 347-884-8245. As James Peterson provides heart-centered healings and intuitive life coaching to assist you with living your true heart in all your relationships and challenges in your life. Trained as a licensed clinical social worker with close to 30 years counseling and experience and the founder of the True Heart Path, he offers heart-directed guidance and help with whatever you're needing help with. Join James with all of his amazing guests every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on his Living Your True Heart radio show to help you find the true peace within and to align with your soul for the greatest possible life path of your heart. And here is James Peterson.
Hello, everyone. Thank you again for joining Living Your True Heart. Every Monday at 6 o'clock, we always have wonderful guests. And I just want to just take today, like Michael talked about past lives. But past lives are connected to so many things. And when you talk about past lives, do you even believe in past lives? What are past lives? Could I actually have had a past life? Could I have had many past lives? Well, what I really come back to is the truth that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So just imagine that you're a spiritual being having a human experience and what that means. So being spiritual, you have a spiritual nature. You're part of a spiritual reality, which is really being multidimensional. You're part of this dimension and other dimensions. You're part of this greater reality in which you are, your true self is. But here you're right now, you're in this lifetime. In this lifetime, you're having your own soul path. And your soul path is so perfectly designed by your soul that you're having all these different experiences with other people and other situations and all these things that challenge you and help you to be able to be more aware of who you are and what really matters to you. And that's where I see it's the process of going back to our true heart, because our whole journey is about going back to that place where we can really find a home in ourselves, where we can really find a sense of our own knowing in ourselves, this way of connecting with our own wisdom. So this weekend, I spent the whole weekend working on creating my documentary called Living Your True Heart. And I looked at all these interviews I've done over the last year, and so many of these people expressing all this different wisdom about what it means to be a spiritual being having a human experience, the challenges they've gone through, the ways that they were able to illuminate their own understanding of themselves and their place in the world and their spiritual gifts and abilities, and to be able to get to that place where they can say, you know, I really have a sense of who I am and what I'm supposed to be here in this world to do. They get in touch with their soul's purpose. So imagine they spent many, many lifetimes coming this point in time in their life to be able to have the awareness and the understanding of who they are. That's like waking up and saying, okay, now I know who I am, and now I know what I can do, and now I'm going to live my truth. So really, the journey begins right there. Now with understanding who you are and what you're all about, you can begin to take each step in this place of trusting your own knowing. So I'm going to talk to Diane about this as I bring her on, but first I just want to explore this a little bit together. And what I'm talking about is this idea of going from this understanding you have with your mind to going into a greater reality that goes beyond even things you can understand with your mind, which is basically saying, I'm going to surrender myself to the truth. I'm going to let go of everything that I believe and open myself to a greater reality in which I can learn from that reality moment to moment. Be guided by that reality, be guided to this other dimension of my being, these higher reality of higher beings, whether it's the angels or ascended masters or whatever you look at as these beings that you look at as your spiritual teachers, your spiritual guidance, your strength, your wisdom. Well, what I look at is going from this finite mind into the infinite mind. And really that's a part of saying I'm willing to let go of all these limited belief systems that I have to move into the greater reality of who I am. And that's when we really touch the beauty of who we are, the truth of who we are, our soul. And you imagine this soul is going through many different lifetimes, learning all these different lessons. Maybe you were a male in one lifetime, and next time you're a female. And maybe you're living in the time of the 1400s, and now you're living in the time of the 21st century. But at all these periods of time, the one thing that remains is our heart. This is this true heart that we have, that's always a part of who we are, that we can always go back into this place of home in ourselves. Jesus called this place the kingdom of heaven within. This place that we all have. We all have this kingdom of heaven within ourselves that we can always return to. It's this place of knowing in ourselves. It's this place of connecting with what's real in ourselves. It's this way of going into this place in ourselves where we can finally be in touch with all that we are. So often we can judge ourselves by our experiences, what's happening in our life, and judge ourselves by not having enough money, by not being attractive enough, by not being intelligent enough, by not having that job we always wanted to have. All these ways we determine success outside of ourselves. Well, my understanding of the true heart path, it's about going back to this place of success and truth and wisdom within yourself. And that success is really beginning to go back to that place of peace in yourself, that place of trusting in your own knowing and being guided by your own knowing. To me, that's the ultimate success. Because in that way, you can trust your own knowing and live every moment of your life in that alignment with your own soul. So with that alignment with your own soul, now you're connected with all the wisdom you've ever gathered from all your lifetimes. You're gathering all this wisdom from all that exists in the universe. And you're beginning to say, I choose to live thy will. Thy will. Thy will be done. Now, what that's really saying is that we have all these personal desires. We have all these particular ideas about what we want for our personal self. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're experiencing what it means to be human. You're having your pleasures in life. But there's also a way of getting to a place where you can say, I'm going to let go of this little story that I have. I'm going to move into the bigger story. I want to move into the greater reality of who I am and why I'm here and what I'm here to do. And what I have seen through all these people that I've interviewed over the last year is that they connect with their soul's purpose, that you have a soul's purpose, that we all have a soul's purpose, that we all came here for a reason. And whatever you're going through, however you're judging yourself, let go of those judgments. Because whatever you're going through is really an experience of learning to be able to become more and more aware of who you really are. So you go from this little mind, and really you drop into your heart, this heart consciousness, where you have more compassion for yourself, more compassion for other people. That you have this desire to share this love in you, this desire to be able to move more and more into this way of being in the world and creating heaven on this earth. And what does that even mean, to create heaven on this earth? It really means you're finding this way of taking this wisdom that's within yourself, this knowing in yourself, this love, this peace, and wanting to share it in the world. You want to share with other people. You want to show them the good news that you find in yourself, that happiness you find by knowing and living your true heart. So every single one listening to this, just know that you have a soul's purpose. Your purpose for being here is right within you. And the more and more you can connect what makes you happy and joyful, the more and more you can connect with that love you want to share, and the way you want to share it, you find this way of giving expression to what's in your heart. And it really takes the time. It really takes the respect and the honoring of who you are. And each and every moment, you're going to be given opportunities to let go of what you are not, to become more and more of what you are. So allow yourself to go through these experiences. Allow yourself to shed all these skins that aren't you, all these layers that you're letting go of, all these illusions that you have about who you are, and all these judgments that you judge yourself by, releasing yourself from those judgments, releasing yourself from all these ways that you see yourself in a limited way, and moving into your greater reality that is your soul. So I had the privilege and the pleasure of having an energy session with Diane Foster. And it was amazing because you really get to experience your multidimensional self. And she's such a humble and a wise soul. And you just have this great feeling of being with her, and you know that you're in great hands and that you're going to be supported in your healing. So when I met with her for my healing session, doing the documentary with her, our interview, she was able to help me to connect with myself in all these beautiful ways. First of all, she can see your soul DNA, which is just an amazing thing in itself. But then she had these beings come from these other centuries that were coming to help do my healing. And she immediately went to my right foot, which I had been having a problem with my right ankle for the last month, and I didn't say anything to her about it at all. She immediately said, "I'm just being drawn to your right ankle." And then she brought in this eagle spirit to help me to be able to let go of what was limiting me and bring back in what was good for me. And just all these wonderful things. But what she connected with was my multidimensional self, which we all have this multidimensional self. We all have this lineage that was brought us to this moment in time. So I'm going to bring Diane on, and she says that she's willing to do energy sessions today to help people to do healings. But first I want to talk to her about this greater self that we are, that's connected to all these past lives, that's connected to what is in ourselves, that is our own wisdom, our own truth, that we all have. So Diane Foster, come on into our show.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Hi, James. How are you?
It's always so wonderful to talk with. I was just sharing about our session we had together during the interview I did with you for my documentary, how it just was amazing how you were able to connect with this multidimensional self that I am and help me to be able to work on healing my ankle and just all these other amazing things that happened during the session.
Yeah, I remember that. That was actually a pretty amazing for me as well. Because it was one of your guides or whatever being was there had actually pointed to your right ankle to me because of the constraints of the interview and things, I was just kind of like trying to see what I could see. But he kept pointing to your right ankle, so that's exactly where I went. And like you said, I had no idea what was going on with it, that you had been having issues with it. So, it's absolutely true. And as you were saying before, you were talking about surrendering to your heart. I call it trusting your truth. And if you can allow yourself to do that and shake off the mantle of fear that we ourselves create, you will be able to step into the largeness of the being that you are. And we expand into each and every moment. So as every moment of every day, we expand more into the being that we are.
I know we were talking the other day on the phone leading up to this interview about how the surrender process is really just letting go of this limited brain, this finite mind, and opening ourselves to the infinite potential, the infinite intelligence, that anything can happen this next moment. And whatever we're telling ourselves is a limiting belief if we're thinking that, you know, there's only a certain way this can happen, because that's our mind that just doesn't understand the greater reality. But when we move into that infinite intelligence, everything is possible. Healing is possible. This relationship you're looking for in your life, maybe it could come into being, but because you're finally open to it, you're finally trusting and not limiting what it can be like and what it can look like. Finding that job you always wanted because you want to live your soul's purpose and you want to be aligned with what's most true, the way you're going to live most joyfully, sharing and helping other people. So we were talking about that the other day, Diane. I mean, isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything in the universe at its most subatomic level is energy. We all come from the same place, the same stuff, whatever it is you want to call it. If you want to call it God or universal consciousness or Buddha or Allah or the Great Spirit or Divine Source, it's the same thing. It's just semantics that we're, you know, discussing. But we all are of that one whatever it is. And as we incarnate and reincarnate into these lives, all we're doing is just, we are just splintering off as different aspects of the unity of the one, coming to whatever place and time that we're supposed to come to learn whatever it is that we wanted to learn, to grow more into that magnificent being that we actually are, allowing ourselves to step into that largeness that we are. And then as we transition back, we go back to the unity of the one. The really awful thing about, I think, being born, actually, is that you forget all of that, and we have to relearn it. And sometimes some of us never relearn that in a lifetime, and that's a pretty sad situation. But if you can, you know, step out of that fear and allow yourself to trust your truth and allow yourself to trust the universe, amazing, amazing things will happen.
You know, when you talk about that, I don't know if most people understand. I know people are from a lot of different belief systems listening to this. Some people may be Christian and Muslim and Hindu and Native American, mm-hmm. and whatever belief system you have, and they're all equally beautiful. They're all expressions of God, all expressions of one, and whatever purity they come in. But the point mm-hmm. is what you believe about this lifetime, what you believe about why you're here. And the truth is that when we come in, we do often forget why we're here and what we're about and our true gifts and abilities. So can you share more about what that's like when you come into this dimension? How do you forget? What's that process like?
You know, for me, I think it's kind of like that divine contract that we all sign before we're born here or whatever dimension it is that we're going to. We kind of sign away our rights to all of the knowledge and all of the knowing that we have, so our spiritual self can learn and grow. And at some point in that time, and all through our life, the universe is talking to us. The source is talking to us. But most of us are so busy doing that we're not allowing ourselves to be and to be in the now, that everything that we hear, everything that comes across our path, we discount. And that's really, I think, the crux of the problem is that we're so busy in our daily lives doing that we don't hear, we don't listen, we don't see what the universe is trying to tell us, because the universe wants us to align with our soul's path. It really, really does. But unless we're open to listening and hearing to it, most of us, and I myself, I was just discounting all of the signs as coincidence, and they weren't. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, the universe is going to knock a little louder and a little louder and a little louder. And sometimes it's going to really shake, rattle, and roll your life up because it wants to put you on the path that you were meant to live in this lifetime.
Yeah, I think you develop a sensitivity of that over time. You begin to have to kind of experiment and kind of have this mm-hmm. way of, you know, going in and out of what you think is true, and you're getting in touch with what you believe and recognizing beliefs that are limiting and letting go of those, and you're little by little shedding all these things that you aren't to become what you are. I think it's like what I see is like an awakening process. You're really waking up and saying, okay, I was asleep because I didn't know who I am, and now I'm getting more of a sense of who I am, and I woke up. I'm up now and I'm ready to do my work. That's what I kind of see it like.
That is absolutely true. And past lives are just part of that equation where, you know, if you kind of stumble upon them, or if you're one of the people who can, you know, do meditation yourself, and you can regress yourself, or you go to a past life regressionist, those are all pieces of the puzzle, and they come forward for a reason. They come forward to help you. Nothing is really random the way I think a lot of people think it is. Everything is put, at least in my mind, everything is put before you for a reason. It's up to you to be able to figure out what that reason is and to stop saying, why does this always happen to me? And change that perspective and say, why is this happening for me? What is this lesson that I haven't obviously learned, figured out? And whatever it is, whether it's ego or, you know, something else, you just say, okay, thank you for the lesson. I'm going to release that to the light with love, because whatever it was I was holding on is no longer serving me for my highest and greatest good. And then you move on from that. And that's why these past life regressions, I think, are really, really helpful for people. And I know, especially when I do energy sessions for clients, I do see past lives, and there's a reason that they come through, because they actually help me to determine what is going on with the energy that's being held, so I'm in a better way to help release it, because it's not serving them for their highest and greatest good anymore.
I've had Barbara Stone on before, and she does this thing called soul detective work, and I decided to take this training with Harriet McDonough. And I went to Long Island this last weekend, and I had this experience of doing past life regressions with people myself. And these two people I did regressions with, they both were able to go back to the lifetime in which the trauma they experienced then was affecting their life now. So I was able to trace back the issue they're having now back to that lifetime, and then go back to when they died in that lifetime and help them to rework that trauma to the point of healing it and then releasing themselves from that to come back and shift what they're feeling now. I mean, it was amazing. I was just going through the process, and I was recognizing that they were connecting with that lifetime. They were connecting with how they felt and who was around them and what they were seeing in that lifetime, the exact details of what was happening in that lifetime. And it was in a different century. And for each person, it was a very particular situation of how they were feeling traumatized. So I know it's just – I just think the more and more we leave ourselves open and have wonder about life and wonder about things, we open ourselves to new ways of seeing things and relating with things. And I think that's just being a child of God, saying, you know, I let go. I'm a child of faith. You know, show me the way. You know, I humble myself. And I think that's when the greatest lessons come, when we finally let go and say, teach me, show me the way.
You are absolutely right. And what you said about being open, that truly is key. Because if you're closed off, it doesn't matter what you do. You're blocking everything, and it's just honestly really not going to work. And that's one of the things that I tell my clients, especially new clients, which it's amazing. I'm seeing more and more people, new clients that have never had energy sessions before. They're just led to something. They don't know what. And they come in. And the first thing I always tell them is that there's only one requirement here. You have to be open. If you're not open to something that you don't understand, then it's just not going to work for you.
You know, I've counseled so many people that have had traumatic life events. One event changed their whole life, where they had a stroke, or they had something happen where they got hit by a drunk driver, or something happened where it gave them a brain injury. But what happens is they'll lose all of what they thought and what they banked on as this self and this path that they thought they were on, that they had all these ideas about what's supposed to happen and all these expectations about what their life is supposed to be like, and then everything changed. And then they had to reorient themselves to their new life, to their new abilities, to their new, logistics of their life, and mm-hmm. had to acclimate themselves to that. And the real healing happened when they were finally able to accept themselves as they were and to be able to really align themselves with their soul now. So what I see, whoever's listening on this radio show today, wherever you are in your life, you're living your soul. You're living your soul's purpose wherever you are, in whatever country you are, whatever situation you're in. The situation you're in is your opportunity to be aware of and to free yourself from, to become more and more of who you are. So what I see is that every single person has to has to free themselves. You can't free them. You can help them and guide them, but they've got to do the work. They've got to make the choices each and every moment to be able to say, I'm going to do what's best for me. I'm going to do what's for my highest purpose. I'm going to live my true heart. I'm going to live with compassion. I'm going to be compassionate with myself. I'm going to love myself unconditionally. And even that, loving yourself unconditionally can be the most powerful thing to release yourself from all these limited beliefs.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's one of the hardest things, I think, for humans to do is to love yourself with that kind of abandon and to not judge yourself, because we're so very good at judging things and judging ourselves most of all. And we have to learn to be kinder to ourselves. And if we can learn to be kinder to ourselves, then being kinder to other people, other beings, just follows suit. So absolutely.
So I think when we put the lens or the framework up, this is a lifetime where we're having that we've chosen to live this lifetime. We chose these experiences. We chose these people in our lives. We chose to go through these different relationships and these different jobs and these different health conditions, that we've chosen to go through these different things for a particular reason, for a particular lesson, that it's really evolving our soul. So when we can let go of the framework of the world and how we're supposed to be in the world to be successful and what we're supposed to do to be good enough for other people and be approved and respected by other people, let go of all those judgments and just say, I'm going to accept completely and exactly where I am in my life and exactly who I am, this exact body, this exact situation, these exact people in my life, and I'm going to really, truly live from a place of my own integrity. Then I think we align ourselves with our soul, and then we can start seeing every single moment is really serving us, to let go of all the things that don't serve us, to be able to move more and more to what does serve us and move more into our own light of our own being.
I agree 100%. Even myself, you know, not in the scheme of things, really not that long ago, I was on the other side of this. I came from a corporate world. I was an IT project manager, and I just started, you know, something happened. You know, there was a series of events, and something happened that allowed me to hear. And it was amazing to me, because what was given to me was a single sentence. And the sentence was, how do you turn thought into energy to manifest tangible change for the highest and greatest good? And I thought, who the heck said that? And I'm looking around, I'm in the car, and I'm like, I don't even know what that means. But that one instant where I was open and the universe was waiting for me to be open, it gave me that seed. And that seed drove me to leave a very prominent career, and I was, you know, well on my way up that corporate ladder, and I left it all behind because I allowed myself to have the courage to say yes. And that can sometimes be a really, really scary thing to do. But if you give yourself the permission to look in a different way at things, you really start to do business differently on a day-to-day level. You start hearing more things. More things start coming to you. More things start making sense. And you realize that you start sliding out of that mode of, oh, my God, I'm going crazy, to, wow, this is my soul's purpose. This is amazing. And every day is a gift, and every day it's not work. My dad told me one time, you'll never work a day in your life if what you do, if you love what you do, if you're doing what you were put on this earth to do. And he was absolutely right. You know, I've turned into that person, and my definition of success has changed completely.
Yeah, I heard this one time, and it always rings true for me, that we really can't change our life situation without changing our consciousness. So you can try to change things in your life, but until you make those changes in yourself, you're going to still keep getting the same patterns, the same experiences over and over again until you finally are able to see, okay, it's not out there, it's in me. So what I look at what you're saying is the energy of thought, when we begin to take more responsibility for our thought, more responsibility for what we're believing, then we begin to take more responsibility for what we're creating. So there's this expression that we're co-creators. What does it mean to be a co-creator? Mm-hmm. I really see it as that we're learning to be able to operate from our own belief system, and we're beginning to be able to align with higher will with our belief system. When we let go of these limited beliefs, we move into this greater awareness. We begin to operate with our creator. I mean, I think that that's the real thing for all of us here on this earth right now, is taking responsibility for what we're thinking, for what we're feeling, for what we're doing, because then we're learning to master our own energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And co-creator is the best way to say it. One of the things, well, you know, because you've seen the soul DNA renderings that I started drawing for clients, and talk about co-creating and allowing the universe and the universal consciousness to guide you. I'm not lying when I tell you I never do anything before the first one of those that I drew. I doodled and I drew stick figures. I never drew. I didn't know how. I don't know. I still don't know how. But I do that. And that's because the universe is helping me along my soul's path. The universe wants us to win. It wants us to be productive and successful in what we're meant to do in this particular lifetime. And it's just going to make things easy for you so you can do that, so you can accomplish it, and you can succeed.
I know we want to make sure we give time for you to do some energy healing sessions with people.
Yeah.
So I just want to just finish up by saying, first of all, what I really so appreciate about you, Diane, is that you are so humble, that you're always so open, and you're always so generous with helping people. And I just see you as a wonderful soul, and I really feel you share my heart. And I'm so glad we're talking about doing things together and creating things together, because I really feel we share the same mission in some way to help bring more light, more peace, more beauty to this earth. So I thank you so much for being you.
Thank you, James. Thank you very much. That's such a wonderful thing to have someone say to you. It's really something. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, Michael, do we have any callers? We're waiting for Michael to answer here. We'll keep talking until he answers.
Okay, we are here. Sorry.
Oh, hey, Michael.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
you.
Okay, great. Okay, so, we have a caller here on the line. We want to let everybody else to call on in, too. The phone number is 347-884-8245. Let's go to Virginia, and let's bring in Bonnie to the show.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi,
hello, Bonnie.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for making
very well. How are you
call.
Doing?
Doing okay, I think. Doing okay.
Wonderful to talk to you tonight.
I appreciate you taking my call. I really do. I'm interested in the healing aspect in terms of the past life things that you were talking about. I'm assuming they're related, right? So when you do a healing, you do it with the past life in mind, or you just do the healing without the...
No, the past lives, I mean, sometimes they come through, sometimes they don't, but it's always whatever my client needs. Everything that comes through is for that particular healing session. So when the past lives come up, I know it's because it's tied to whatever it is that they're trying to release. It's always like, if people have, like stomach issues, or they're just holding on a lot of stress, or they hold their stress, in a different part of their body. It can be related to past life trauma. And in the modality, one of the modalities that I practice, integrated energy therapy, we call that cellular memory. It's like baggage that we carry around with us from lifetime to lifetime. If we don't figure out a way to release the energy that is not serving us for our highest and greatest good, we're going to bring that to our next lifetime and our next lifetime and our next lifetime. And it's not just people either. It's animals too, believe it or not. So when we get to that point where it becomes debilitating, or we just, modern science can't fix it, that's kind of like when I see people, and when the past lives come through, I'm like, oh, okay, so this is why you always have that pain here on your right side, type of thing. So understanding that helps me work with the energy to either release it or realign it, because sometimes they're big blocks And sometimes they're just layers of energy that need to be released so the true issue of whatever it is can come up. And sometimes it's like energy flows within your body have got so knocked out of alignment that it's just a matter of realigning it, kind of like a broken bone where that comes out of alignment and you have to set it. And with energy, it's the same way. If we have some type of issue with our body, that's going to manifest energetically. And if we have something going on energetically, that's going to manifest physically.
Well, I think that's happened to me, actually. I think the stress that I've had for many years for lots of different reasons has manifested in an illness that I'm dealing with now. But I was wondering also, I think I have blockages that are preventing me from moving forward with financial success, because at some point in a past life, I think I took a vow probably as a monk or a nun that, you know, money's bad. That's the way it feels like sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
so I have very difficult, I have trouble manifesting actual, any kind of good financial gain. So I have a couple of things going on with me there. I don't know if that's something you have time or could help me with.
Well, right now what I'm picking up is, and it's interesting, it's more energy of grief in your heart area, and I think it feels like grief from something that could have been or you had but you lost, and that's what I'm picking up right now, and so that's what I'm trying to release for you.
I have a lot of grief. I've lost people that I love, and I've lost a lot of pets that I've loved. Last year, I lost a dog and a cat.
Yeah, that's always a tough thing. But no, though, when they transition back to the unity of the one, because they're of a different energy frequency than we are, and they are so overwhelmingly happy and joyous to go back home, that whatever circumstance brought you to that place, whether you had to put them down or whatever the circumstance was, you don't have to hold that guilt or that grief, because they don't. They love you, and they want you to know how absolutely grateful they are that you allowed them to take that journey back home. Absolutely. And I'm speaking from my heart, because that happened to me as well with one of my pets. And I was truly blessed that she actually allowed me to take that trip home with her when I was channeling energy after she had transitioned, she had passed. And so I was able to kind of have a front row seat of what actually goes on the other side. And let me tell you, it's a party. It's like frenetic puppy energy, and they're all flipping and jumping and happy and giggling and running around. And when my cat went back to their space, they were all jumping up and down and saying, "She's back, she's back, she's back." And I'm sure every single animal on this planet gets that same reception. So you
don't have to
in your heart.
Yeah, I really miss them, and they loved each other, which was kind of funny. But they both
our pets. There are some that are just pets; they come and go. But then there are others that I call spirit companions, and they are actually attached themselves to our spiritual energy, and they will reincarnate with us from lifetime to lifetime, or maybe because they just want to be with us in physical form. Or they need us, or maybe they come into our lives at a time when we need guidance and we need a guidepost. And don't be surprised if some of your animals, new animals that you get throughout your lifetime, exhibit behaviors of old ones. That's them coming back.
Yeah, I've had that happen before, I think. I had a really big black cat named Rocky that I just loved so much, and I think he was the reincarnation of an earlier cat from some years before, but he came back a lot bigger and battered. The other
Bonnie, this is James.
A little bit nicer.
Bundy, did you see the movie A Dog's Purpose?
No, I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, wow. It's all about this dog spirit that goes through these different dogs living different as different dogs with different people going through different types of these situations. It was just really a great way of looking at how a dog can go through all different people's lives but has its own purpose.
Wow. I think I saw
really beautiful story.
I think I saw a commercial for that.
Yeah, I mean, the dog lived with all these different owners, and every single owner had a certain type of experience that the dog became a part of and became part of its purpose. And then it has this beautiful ending. I won't tell you how it ends, but it's just a beautiful ending. You know, as part of my documentary, I also interviewed someone. Her name was Sharon Lapierre, and she had the ability to be able to dialogue with my cat, Luscious. She actually came to my house, and she was able to talk to me about my cat and dialogue with my cat. She said, you know, your cat just loves that shrimp. I go, I never gave her shrimp. She goes, well, no, she really loves that shrimp. I go, oh, my God, I gave her shrimp just last week for the first time when my mother had some food left over. And she was dialoguing with my cat. I'm going, wow, a person can talk with my cat. And then she told me that I had multiple lifetimes with my cat. I had a lifetime in Egypt with my cat where I decided not to put her in my tomb with me to leave her outside. She'd continue her life. And she's with me right now, my cat Luscious.
Oh, Mom. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. You know, it was funny. I thought that Rocky was with me in this house because he never lived in this house. But when I first moved into this house from the house that he did live in, because he passed before I moved here. But when I moved into this house, I could have sworn he was in the house listening, you know, like checking it out. And I don't know. That was just kind of a strange strangeness. I haven't seen him for a while, but I thought he was hearing that because I could hear, you know, sounds that sounded like he was a big cat, so you could always hear him when he walked and things like that.
I think you're going to love that movie, A Dog's Purpose. I think it'll really touch your heart and maybe heal your heart in some way.
Yeah, maybe it will because I could use that for sure. But yeah, I do carry an awful lot of grief.
Well, that's being compassionate with yourself, what you're going through and what you're experiencing, and even with the financial problems, just having compassion for yourself. And, you know, the point is to get back to that center in yourself and saying, you know, everything starts now. I'm really going to honor that I need to heal my heart, first of all. And then healing my heart, I open my heart to more love, to more light, to more joy. And that can bring more prosperity, just starting with your heart.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
And Bonnie, I just want to let you know that as you and James are talking, I'm sitting here, you know, channeling energy for you. And you just have one of the most loving, open energies. You're just a wonderful, beautiful soul. And I just wanted to tell you that. That's what I was feeling. So thank you for allowing me to feel that.
Well, thank you. I could feel you here. I could see you working on my heart. Because it felt kind of strange, but yeah, because I'm very sensitive to energy. But I was like, okay, I know what that is. That's good.
Yeah. There we go. And you know what? Because now that we have this energy connection, even though it's over the radio, and I know it doesn't make sense, but energy doesn't have the constraints of time and space as we understand that. This energy healing that we're doing right now, this is going to continue for you after we sign off, probably into the night at some point. So just sit with it. And, you know, don't, if anything, if you feel a little weird or get a little headachey, just drink a lot of water because water helps move the energy flow.
Right. I do feel it actually coming in the wall here. I don't know how it's doing that, but that's where it's coming in my wall over here next to me.
Okay.
But I really appreciate that, and thank you for taking my call. It's very kind of you.
Oh, God bless you, Bonnie. Yeah. Hey, but Diane, do you want to share your information about yourself if anybody wants to contact with you?
Oh, yeah, sure. So I have my website is dianefoster.world, just like it sounds. And I'm on Facebook as Diane M. Foster, Master Energy Worker. You can connect with me in either of those ways.
Beautiful, so, beautiful. This way people can contact you if they want to contact you.
Yeah, so those are the two easiest ways, through Facebook. And you can get to my Facebook page from my website. And, again, that's www.dianefoster.world.
That's easy enough.
Very easy.
So is Bonnie still with us? Okay. So, Michael, any other callers?
We have one more caller here, James, and Diane. Let's go to California and bring in Chris to the show.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello, Chris.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. How can we help you?
I would take a healing of any kind if you have it for me. Anything
All
would
right.
be great.
Do you have anything particular that you want to focus on?
I had a stroke 5 years ago, and I have a lot of pain and paralysis, so that's the main focus.
So basically everything, right? No. So you're being. All right, you got it. Yeah, you know, I'm picking up a lot of feeling of constriction.
Yeah. My left side hasn't woken up yet.
Okay.
I mean, a little bit on the leg, but not on the arm or the hand. And I'm left-handed, so it's kind of a little crazy. But I'm working on making the right dominant right now until I can get the left to wake up.
So how are you doing? Is it fairly mobile, fairly functional?
What's that?
How is your right side? So are you, like, you can write with your, or I'm just trying
to. I taught myself to write with my right hand, yeah.
Okay.
I'm in school right now. So, I mean, I mainly type with it now, but I took a math class and failed the math class but learned how to write. So I've considered it a success. So now I can write right-handed. And I have strength. I mean, I had 3 strokes on the left and 1 massive one on the right. So my right was a little bit messed up for a while, but it got better. And so the left is what hasn't woken up yet. But the right, now I do everything on the right side.
Okay. And the reason why I was asking that is because sometimes when I have clients that have major issues on one side or the other, and I'm working on them, it tends to give them, after the session, a feeling of being off balance. So just be aware of them, because you've got a lot going on there. There's a lot of very prominent energy coming in for you. You're soaking it in like a sponge, and it's not really focusing on any one area. It's just your entire being, because they're, like I said, there's such a feeling of constriction there.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you are absolutely welcome. So a lot of times too, Chris, when people are so energetically depleted, and it takes time to lift that energy off, because it's like running a car on empty. You can't go any further until you have some gas in the tank. And that's kind of like what I'm feeling with you, that we're kind of like backfilling your energy right now. So at some point we can start releasing that energy that's not serving you for your highest and greatest good. But if you're almost on E, your physical body doesn't want to release anything, because it's like, I don't have any energy to like backfill.
I counsel many people who have had strokes, and I see, you know, what they go through and the challenges and how trying to adapt after, and it takes so much energy just to be able to adapt after. But you have such a strong attitude. Your spirit seems so strong.
I'm getting there. You know, it's slow, but it's happening. I'm never going to give up, you know what I mean? And I know that technology will catch up with me, even if it's not going to do it on its own. So I
That's
think eventually I'll get it. Yeah. I figure I'm going to combine the two, science and spirituality. I think the combination will get me there eventually.
I think you're absolutely right.
Definitely.
And I think you have an amazing, optimistic, happy, what I'm getting from you is just very optimistic, very happy person regardless of your physical restrictions.
Life is still good. I'm not going to say it's not. I have a great son and a great husband, and things are going actually pretty well. I mean, considering what happened, it was rough and it sucks, but you can either bury your head in the sand or kind of pick your head up and move on, because life still keeps going, you know?
Amen.
It has
Amen.
Going. I got a beautiful boy to take care of, so it's not worth giving up. And he gets to see me get better and not get worse, you know? So that's the bonus of it. Is seeing
and
his reaction.
And that's what's going to get you there. That the attitude is so much of it. It really is. And you just dialing in tonight and getting through, you know, that was meant to be, that this energy that's coming through for you is from divine source. And it's here for your highest and greatest good to help
I
you
really
get
believe it 100%.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And, you know, even you know, I don't know where in California you are, but there are all wonderful energy workers all over the place. And you really might want to look into, you know, your local directory to see who you can find. And a lot of times that there are, you know, people are constantly learning and taking classes and they'll do it for free for you.
Yeah. See, that's my goal eventually is to become an energy medicine worker down the road. You know what I mean? I'm a nurse right now, and I'm in school to get back to work as a nurse, but I can't do the physical part of it, so I'm going for, like, a desk job, I'm hoping, and to get that for a few years to make the money to go back to school for energy medicine is the goal. So
that
I definitely need to hook someone here.
Yeah, and you know, please email me through my website, because I would be more than happy to answer any questions that you have regarding anything. And if I don't know the answer, I'm someone who does or who can point you in the right direction.
Oh, that's great. I definitely will email you. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Christy, you have her email?
You mean at your website, right? Is there an email, like a contact you section at your website?
Diane,
I have your website right here.
Yeah,
Diane.
Yeah, just go to dianefoster.world and you'll see a tab on the top to contact me.
That's what I figured. That's what I was going to go with. That
yeah,
sounds
because
great.
Wonderful.
Thank
wonderful.
You so much. I appreciate both of you. And you guys
right.
have a great night.
All right, Chris.
You.
Wishing you the best.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Didn't you sense her such a strong spirit, huh, Diane?
She really did. She's amazing. She is amazing.
I counsel people with strokes all the time, and you know, they go through the different grief phases, and to be able to go through trying to accept what happened to them and trying to make sense of what they're going to do in their life and trying to go forward. You just see such a strong spirit in her. She's not giving up. She's going to, you know, work in that office there and do what she can do. And she's got faith that, you know, technology can catch up to helping her out medically. So, wow, what a great attitude.
I love that she's a nurse who wants to study the, you know, the spiritual aspect of energy healing. I mean, my Reiki master is also a nurse who left that vocation and went into business for herself at the Art of Reiki in downtown Troy. Her name is Joyce Wilson. She's an amazing teacher for anyone in the Albany area who's thinking about taking any kind of classes. I still go, she's who works on me.
Wow. Well, beautiful. Yeah. I mean, like I said, all these people I interviewed over the last year, so many people with all these different gifts and abilities. And that's why I see all the people listening. I know they can have their own identification of their own abilities, if they can just learn to honor and trust their own knowing and, you know, just open themselves to the infinite intelligence, that there's always this guidance if we can just let go and trust, like, you know, like you've definitely demonstrated. And look at your gifts and abilities you have. These are things that develop over time, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I first started, you know, I really walked into my basic level Reiki class not knowing anything. And you know, we did the round robin and everybody, you know, introduced themselves and why they were there. And they got to me and I said, I have no idea why I'm here. I just understand that I have to learn about energy. And away I went.
You know, and I think when you have that wonder and you have that curiosity, it's just ongoingly learning and expanding. So, I mean, I know myself, every time I talk to you, you're just learning and expanding more. And now, you want to share about the class you'd be offering?
Yes, and on March 4th, I'm so super excited about this. I've developed a workshop based on the information and in what I'm experiencing, that's coming through Divine Source, and it's called Join the Conversation. And what it is, it's really helping people who, you know, are just starting down this path and asking all of these amazing questions and not knowing, you know, what's true, what's false, where do I go, who do I talk to. So that's what this workshop is about. It's in downtown Troy on, like I said, March. And what I'm doing really is just really talking a little bit about everything. I'm talking about, really talking about what is energy, and not just the esoteric, you know, woo-woo concept, but bringing in the science so we can really understand what's backing all of this. And once we talk about energy, we're going to talk about, you know, that neutral mind, which allows us to join back in with the unity of the one, that universal consciousness. And that's the key to being open to really being able to connect to hearing and understanding what your soul's purpose is. And then we talk about holding your space, and I show people how to protect themselves energetically and different other techniques and tools that are also valuable. We talk about intuition and intent and energy, and we start working with crystals and understanding that not just animate objects have energy, but inanimate objects also hold energy. And then finally, I end with talking about how ancient wisdom is now being utilized with 21st century technology. So that's going to be an amazing day. And all of the information that I'm knowledge transferring to the people who come is based on me being open to the universe and hearing what it has to say to me and then acting on it. Because we all know, yeah, intention without action equals nothing.
Exactly. I know I've only got a couple of minutes here just finishing up, so we'll just finish up together. So, yeah, like you, the same thing with me. I just leave myself open to every single moment. Every moment I'm being guided, feeling blessed. And you never know what's going to happen in the next moment, and that shows you what the infinite mind is, because the finite mind thinks it knows what's going to happen next, but it's always something that's a surprise. It's always something, if you're open to it, can be beautiful. So, I mean, this wisdom that comes through living your true heart, every single person can understand that if they're willing to just listen to their heart, quiet their mind, and just take each moment and just feel the gratefulness of being in every single moment and being open to what is. Just being open to what is, just whether it's a person, whether it's being outside in the sun, whether it's being in a class. So I just think each person has to be able to choose that next step for themselves, and every single next step brings themselves to that, you know, unfolding awareness. It's unfolding of their soul. So, you know, I myself do counseling, helping people to live their true heart, and my phone number is 518-344-6273. Spending a lot of time right now just building this documentary. I want to present this documentary in a symposium in several different places around the world to be able to share about what it means to live your true heart from all these amazing people like Diane Foster. So Diane, thank you again so much for being on the show. I look forward to doing a lot of other amazing things with you, and we'll be talking soon.
Thank you, James. Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you everyone that was listening tonight. It's truly a gift to be able to, you know, meet you in any capacity, to be able to work with you. It's a gift, and I just thank you so much, James, for allowing me this opportunity. I truly appreciate it.
My blessing, Dan. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay. And thank you, James and Diane, for a great show. And that's going to wrap it up here on Journey into the Light here, and with James Peterson. And I'll be back live, Journey into the Light listeners, in 2 hours. 2 hours I'll be live. So we'll see you all then. Thank you very much for listening to this episode.